Hey everyone, it's another match rundown with Kevin and I. Kind of a hard intro right there, but whatever.
Bring the gusto.
Yeah, it's like, you record all these and you just get kind of exhausted, as we were talking about before I hit the record button. All right, this time around, this morning, depending when you download it, we're going to talk about the Showmiz versus Wisdom and Truth. I mean,
Sure, that's what we're sticking with for the time being. That was the best of all the crappy names, as far as I was concerned.
well, it's almost like a play on Truth and Consequences when they had when they kept saying Consequences Creed was going to be Ron Killian's partner in TNA. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
That and, well, there's the Palace of Wisdom and. Did he call it just the Palace of Wisdom? Yeah.
Yeah, back when his
So,
promos were cool. Yeah.
yeah, they kind of had to get him away from that Jim Morrison thing a little bit because it kind of boxed him in somewhat,
Well, I
I
mean,
thought.
yeah, and also they turned Morrison, in case someone knows who we're talking about, turned a tad more serious,
Yeah. And yeah, that kind of thing didn't really lend itself to seriousness. Even if he
Right.
was being serious, like it was hard to take him seriously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since we're kind of already on that, I mean, he was doing like the goofy, like arrogant stuff, and he always had that nice foil in The Miz when they were the tag team partners, when they were tag team partners and tag team champions. And one thing I was going to bring up with you is they don't seem to be mentioning that very much.
Yeah, I don't know how much they mentioned it on Monday since they wrestled each other.
Yeah, it.
Because I kind of flipped back and forth between that and the game there on Monday, so.
Yeah. And well, I was doing that in the game. Yeah, mine was that in the game, and I watched TNA on Tuesday, as much as I could stomach TNA on Tuesday. But yeah, it was just it's just been a weird thing. You'd figure that, they bring up some sort of history, like, wow, these guys were really successful together, and they haven't been doing so bad on, away from each other either. So, they could have brought up something about, new partners. Let's see who's what team, what, if you want to look at it in this way, like who was the better wrestler of the two based on who wins this match? I don't know.
Yeah, it is surprising that they haven't brought it up more, especially with how thrown together the match really seems. Because, it's one of those ones that was announced pretty late.
Yeah, I just. Well, yeah, and really, I think you nailed it when it was thrown together. I mean, I don't know. It's like I understand they needed to get Cro no, I'm sorry. They needed to get Morrison on the show, and they needed to get Big Show and Miz on the show somehow. But then I think, what did Crime Time do wrong? Those guys get a serious pop all the time.
In their segment, Word Up is, I don't, it's not great, but it's entertaining at least. Yeah, they do a good enough job with it. Yeah, I don't know what they did. And I don't know what the Hart Dynasty did either, honestly.
The Hart Dynasty, I think, still has plenty of years. I mean, I know there's a lot of mention of them, but I still think they've got plenty of time. I'm going to use this in a better sense, and after the creepy video, this is really going to hurt, but the Hart Dynasty can almost be like the Hardys,
Right.
where they lose and lose and they're not used that much, and then all of a sudden you slowly start building them, and there you go. Because the both of them are way young enough that you can get away with that without burning them out.
Yeah.
Now, it'd be great. I mean, and I think as fans, and myself included, to where you're like, oh, I love that guy. Push him, push him, push him, push him. And then kind of like, well, shit, you've pushed him so fast, there's nowhere to go with him now.
Well, I just think that there's something better for them to do other than being shit on constantly, I guess. Like, a win every now and again wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, well,
But I
yeah.
guess part of the problem too is really the simple fact that tag team wrestling just is not it's not even contemplated for more than 5-10 minutes in the WWE writing room.
No. And the sad thing is how hot the tag team scene was when it was Jericho and Big Show. I mean, you had them versus Crime Time at SummerSlam. You had them taking on MVP and Mark Henry for weeks. I mean, the belts seemed important because of who held them and the high regard in which they held them. Now, Big Show, sure. The Miz, you know, it's like, who would you take, Jericho or Miz? In the scenario. So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
So, no, it's like, it's fortunate the tag team belts are actually being defended at WrestleMania.
But, yeah, like, everybody that's there is there almost by default because none of them, like, Big Show has really pretty much worn out his welcome with every main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to throw him in any match. And then the other three are starting to get pushed to the upper tier, but that's the problem, is that they're starting to get pushed up there. Like, they were all in kind of a limbo area in that, you know, they just weren't big enough to really get a main match, but they weren't small enough to really be stuck doing anything else unless...
Right.
Unless one of them, like Morrison, Morrison or Miz, honestly, would win Money in the Bank. Like, if they were in Money in the Bank, there would be more choice to me as to who would win that match.
Yeah. No. Yep. I agree with you on that. I don't know. I just don't see the point. I mean, outside of putting them in a match, I don't see the point of this match at all. They've tried to hurry up and make people care by the last 2 weeks of television with, like, Miz versus Morrison and Truth and all that.
So, right.
Yeah, sorry, that was a yawn. I was trying to cover it up. I'm like, oh, well, this is going to sound like shit, whatever. But, so they're trying to give it something, and you had Big Show and R-Truth, who I keep wanting to call K-Quick, thanks to you. at ringside, and you know they got one over on him, but it just seems, and there's a problem with the Big Show, and really it's kind of almost a problem with Morrison, Truth, and The Miz, is just how much bigger Big Show is. Because when he got in that ring to chase after them, I was like, wow, he just looks colossal. So, like, physically, it's a really weird matchup, and it's almost like the Andre the Giant Haku matchup from WrestleMania, was it 6? Was that in Sky Dome?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was one where Andre finally turned on Bobby Heenan. And
yep. He took his little cart back to the back all by himself.
Yeah. Yes. Pointing the whole way. You don't put your hands on me. Yeah.
Yeah. That is the kind of strange thing, is that a lot of the young guys, like, I mean, I almost include Sheamus in there, aren't that big. You know, like, CM Punk isn't that big. Morrison isn't huge. R-Truth isn't that big. The Miz. I mean, they're big guys, but, you know, in comparison to someone like Triple H, not, you know, they're still losing, like, 40 pounds to him.
Yeah. Well, at least Sheamus is tall, so that kind of makes up for it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's why I said I almost include him. Like, he's kind of...
Yeah.
He's pretty big. He's kind of in that area. Like, those guys are almost more like Shawn Michaels size. They're bigger than Michaels,
right.
But
yeah,
they're more like kind of Michaels classic there when he was a little more, when he was eating more goji berries, let's say.
All right. Now, here's something I was thinking about. This match can go, you know, if they want to play it straightforward, that's fine. I don't think anyone's going to begrudge them for it. It'd be I give this 5-7 minutes maybe. This isn't going to be a long one. This may be a filler in between one of the four big ones. But my thing is, they've got, you know, Miz has Daniel Bryan with him. Truth has David Antonaga, or wait, Otunga. Sorry, I don't know why I always add an extra syllable for some reason with some of these names. So why not throw those guys in the mix, especially after they announced on NXT on Tuesday, like the scoring system, and like one of the scoring systems was win loss. Another part was it factor, and then I don't remember what the other one was. Well, there was a third one, so there you go.
Okay.
But I'm just thinking, how fun would it be, and how, if they want to do this, and I don't know how serious they are about keeping the NXT guys separate and out of stuff, although it happened on SmackDown with Bryan Daniel. I'm Daniel Bryan, sorry. They could have him interfere and cost Miz the match. Or David Otunga could get in there and help his team win the match. You know, to mix it up and just, you know, have it be the it factor. You know, because people don't like the Miz. So the other trainers could be like, you know what? I like what this kid did because, you know, Daniel Bryan's 0-5 or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, just an idea to make it, to add something else to it, something people may not see or may not think is coming. I mean, how psycho would it be to see Daniel Bryan on WrestleMania, even in that role?
Yeah, Samoa Joe would be shitting a duck.
Yeah, who? So, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but even David Otunga, I mean, it would just be wild to see those guys in that environment already. And I mean, and honestly, I think if they do, even if they escort them down to ringside, I think that's a pretty good indication that management's behind them.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that both of those guys who have gotten a shit ton of camera time aren't kind of favored already.
Yeah. Especially because, well, William Regal's not on the card anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I couldn't see Skip Sheffield, you know, lumbering down and being right outside the match, or, I mean,
or even Michael Tarver coming out with Carlito.
Yeah, who? And that Michael Tarver guy may be talented, but I don't. It's just never. He's never been allowed to show it. So, I'm trying to get to the NXT write-up because there was something else I had, but. But no, I just couldn't, like, Jericho's definitely not going to have, what's his name?
Wade Barrett.
Yeah, Wade Barrett won't be there. Matt Hardy won't have Gabriel with him. Christian won't have Slater. I mean, you know, obviously they can't because they're in the ladder match.
Right.
You know, but it's like, it would just be an interesting thing to throw in there. And that, you know, and especially with NXT's rating, that they could actually play it up. Not that they want to use WrestleMania to get NXT over, you know?
Right. But, I mean, that still could be a time filler if they wanted to do something with those guys and have, you know, I don't know if Matt Stryker, and I sure as hell hope so, is announcing, you know, during the match. But, I mean, if they don't have him announcing, they could have him interviewing them at some point, like after their guys wrestle, just to you know, create some type of a break in there so that everybody kind of cools off for a little bit. You know, they don't need to take a long time, but you know, give them a couple of 2-3 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, or even have Stryker say something, like cut into the match, like or hell, if they even if they escort him down to the ring, you can have Stryker like just interview him while they're at ringside.
Well, as long as it's not on the PA system like it was the other week.
Yeah, no PA system. It would just have to be normal. But yeah, but something for the home fans. Like, do we go up to
DVD extra, baby?
Yeah, but no, like go up to Daniel Bryan and be like, hey, did he tell you anything? Or even like a little backstage skit with The Miz saying, hey, this is WrestleMania. This is how you go out and do, like, something like that. Like, be a dick. Like, brag. He's on WrestleMania, and he's this lowly nothing, and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it
You
would
can
it would
take
fit
your
the character.
10 years of wrestling all over the world and shove it.
Yeah, you've been wrestling 10 years. You never got to this stage. You know, just really build up the sympathy for him. Because, I mean, you know, I don't know. The crowd's behind him, so.
Yep.
But anyways, I mean, there's really not much more else, not much more to say about this whole match.
Nope.
So we're just gonna wrap it up. We'll be back later.
Whoa! Ew, you forgot one thing.
What's that?
You forgot a prediction.
Oh, I'm gonna say Big Show and I'm saying Big Show and The Miz because Morrison's gonna turn on R-Truth.
Oh.
For some reason, I just see it coming. I don't know why.
So. Okay, I see Big Show and Miz winning, but I just see Show giving R-Truth the big right hand at some point. I don't think Morrison's taking the pin.
No, I think you're exactly right. So that in my dream world, Morrison turns on Truth, but then it will at least give him something to do afterwards, you know. But
yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you sign us out. So.
Okie doke, grandkids. We're keeping this moving as best we can. Hope you're enjoying WrestleMania blowout week. And it's time to grab a sippy time beer and start the next audio, which is Rey Mysterio against CM Punk.
Wait, but you're drinking a sippy time beer? We're recording this for the morning show.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing with your life? We got to talk
noon,
once we get off the air.
It's noon somewhere.
All right.